Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Joel Stanulonis, Assistant Professor of Art at Houston Baptist University. I specialize in studio art of the traditional nature, namely painting and drawing. I was born in Alaska and surrounded by so much beautiful creation in nature that it really inspired me, I think, to pursue this as a lifelong mission. And so from those early beginnings of time out in the woods and wandering around, and then later growing up in West Texas in the sparse desert, but watching the giant thunderstorms and dust storms on the clouds of the horizon, it really, I think, nurtured in me just a love of nature and appreciation for this wonderful creation we all get to grow up in. So here I am, very fortunate to be teaching at the college level in the studio area. I continue to pursue painting and drawing and have had just all kinds of wonderful adventures and privileges of pursuing this as a career. I still work a lot in the realm of painting nature, painting wildlife, dealing with modes of perception and questions of how we interact with our surroundings and the natural world. But still, in a lot of ways, I view art as a way for me basically to commune with nature, with God, and to spend it to spend my time in the studio almost as a meditative time where I get to pray, you know, while painting, and probably more so than I like to tell others, but I do always begin a painting by prayer: Lord, please help me finish this project, because I don't know how I'm going to do it, because sometimes I bite off more than I can chew. But that being said, art has always been a great encouragement to me and a very therapeutic instrument, especially, good heavens, times like this when we're in a pandemic. Art has been a huge blessing to me. I've spent so much time in the studio this year, more so than others, and it's really brought me through this year and changed the way my work has evolved. I will say that. I know many artists who have been working feverishly throughout this pandemic, but a lot of artists seem to focus on the dark and you know, the dismal aspects of it, and that's what their work becomes about. But I see this more as an opportunity to focus on the positives, to try to make art an encouraging mode of expression to help people. You know, if I can brighten their day just a little bit as they're going through these hard times, watching all these difficult news stories, then I'm happy with that. But I've always loved drawing and painting. It's been great. I come from a large family. All my siblings, I'm the only visual artist. I have a sister who's a wonderful musician, but I was kind of the odd man out when it came to art. And I think that perhaps fashioned me in a way, maybe a little bit differently than some artists who grow up in the art world. I didn't really grow up in the art world. So I got a lot of the same experiences of, you know, messing around in the woods, playing sports, all that stuff with friends and family. And it, I think, made me perhaps a little bit more of a representational artist when it comes to the art world, because I wasn't really exposed to a lot of the stylistic elements or, you know, abstraction from an early age. It was more, art was seen as a representational venue for capturing nature and portraits and such. And that, I think, is partly why I've evolved the way I have today. But I wouldn't be surprised if 10, 20 years from now, who knows, maybe I'll be a completely abstract artist. You never know. That's part of the fun and the adventure of being an artist, is that every few years, your work will just take a completely unexpected turn, and you just have to run with it, you know. But aside from that, I've been here at HBU for 7 years. Love it. I love the city. I love Houston. I love all the great restaurants, the culture, the diversity here. Plenty of opportunities. Houston has a huge art community, so that's another great draw here as well. But it's also, you know, we have a giant international airport, so you can hop on a plane, go anywhere in the world whenever you want. It's a great hub for traveling out of. and all my family's still in Texas, so I get to see them a lot. I have 12 nieces and nephews. I'm now the favorite uncle who runs around with them, and it's been a lot of fun during this pandemic. We spent a lot more time together, and I wouldn't ask for anything else in the world. It's actually been a great year. I'm very fortunate so far.
What an amazing story you have, Joel. You are the assistant professor of art in the Department of Visual Art at Houston Baptist University. You received your BFA from HBU in 2012, and you earned an MFA at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in Philadelphia. And your art has received a lot of recognition. In 2015, Joel received the National MFA feature from New American Painting Magazine. You were twice a finalist for the Hunting Art Prize, and your work has a permanent collection at the PAFA Museum in Philadelphia and in private collections around the United States. Did you ever expect this kind of success so quickly?
Not necessarily, no. I'd kind of always known that careers in the arts are something that take a while to build up momentum. It's usually not something where, you know, right off the bat, doors start to open. But I was very fortunate. My last year in grad school, things just started happening one after another. And it just kind of became a whirlwind that, you know, culminated in me coming here and working here as a professor, which is wonderful. Very blessed in that regard. One of the very few from my class to have found a full-time teaching position like this. So very thankful to HBU and to all those here. And it's been just a great time working with the students. Had lots of wonderful students over the years, many talented students who, you know, some much more talented than I am, some of them who've gone on to do great things. It's been a great place to work, I'll say that.
Well, the art department at HBU is nationally known. It's amazing. It's one of the great diamonds at HBU. Can you describe for us the whole art opportunity at HBU and just how uniquely great it is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, yeah, one of the great things about HBU, obviously, us being a Christian institution and a small private school, means that we get to focus on small class sizes where the instructor becomes more of a mentor, and almost an apprenticeship model of sorts takes place here, more so than at other larger universities. And because it's a large city, there is a large art community here in Houston. We're not stuck in the middle of nowhere where, you know, it's hard to get internships and jobs afterwards. It's hard to find galleries. There's plenty of galleries in Houston, a huge art scene here. So that's great. But we also have our fearless leader, Michael Collins, whom was the main reason I came to HBU as an undergrad back in the day, because I was looking for someone whom I knew could handle paint, could handle thematic elements in their work, and whom I thought was a strong painter. And I found that in Michael Collins, and he's been a great mentor to me personally over the years. But we also have wonderful faculty who've joined us in the past several years. Rachel Gardner recently, Carlos Canole, Kathy Bellew, Tiffany Bergeron, and then several wonderful adjuncts. It's a really dynamo of a program, especially for, you know, a small school like this. Normally you wouldn't think we'd have much of an art department, but the graduates here and the undergrads have been winning so many awards. Rising Eyes of Texas, Assistance League Houston, had wonderful shows in some of the towers downtown, gallery shows. Our graduates have gotten into professor jobs, into all kinds of teaching jobs, and internships and museums. It's been great. It's been great. It's been fun watching them grow as artists, because oftentimes they come in not really knowing what they want to get out of their work or what they want to be addressing as an artist. And then to watch them develop over the next couple of years, many times reinventing themselves almost from scratch, is something that's really fun to see.
You know, you as an assistant professor of art, you have the chance to show young people and people of all ages really what can be done. And I see, is that your painting behind you right now?
Yes, sir.
Can you take the camera and show us just some of the different paintings you've done? I think it would be awesome. And give us a little bit of a narration.
I can turn this. Okay, I wasn't expecting this, sorry.
No, that's all right, because you were just so captured by your art. I'd like for you just to show several of them and give a narration about them, please.
Okay, so these are some oils I was working on last year. This was kind of inspired by my jogs along the bayous, watching all the birds that we have here, all kinds of, you know, cranes and spoonbills, and I don't even know the names of all of them, but I feel like every time I go running along the bayou, I see a different species of bird. And so I've kind of wanted to capture some of that. And it's still a work in progress. I need to add some more stuff. But growing up, I really loved working in also the flora and the fauna, studying, you know, different kinds of plants and working them into paintings and practicing casting the light on them. And, you know, whenever I go for hikes and different national parks, always be looking for different lightscapes in the forests. And this was just kind of an extension of that. And then we do several still life projects in the undergrad beginning painting classes. And so I wanted to do one along with them. And so this was just a flower bouquet that I did in oils. Thank you. I think it was last year.
Now, is this an oil painting, Joel?
Yes, sir. This is oils.
Oh, beautiful.
So just really, you know, slow form, kind of old classical style painting that, you know, takes a very long time, longer than I'd like to admit sometimes. But at the end of it, I find it's more rewarding than, you know, something that you would rush through. That's not to say that's the only valid approach. It's just, sure, for me, as a meticulous person who likes just kind of getting in the zone, I find it rewarding. You know, it's kind of like doing a puzzle for some people. You know, at the end of a long day, you just kind of sit down, relax, mix up some colors and get to the canvas. But I like doing still lifes. They're great because in some ways they don't take as much focus because you have the object right there in front of you, and it's just a good way to practice the fundamentals of painting, of mixing and matching color. And that in some ways is sort of how I see my place here at the university. I'm sort of the introductory painting guy to teach you the basics of representational painting and how to match colors, what mediums to use, et cetera, et cetera. Let me get down to this one.
Well, that is really, now tell us about this painting, what inspired it, and tell us more about your artistic work.
Sure. So this was actually inspired by the pandemic. So I decided when lockdown started that I wanted to kind of shift gears a bit and just make some happy paintings. Partly for my sanity and partly to share with some of my nieces and nephews who are getting a little older now. I thought it'd be fun if I could, you know, give them some stuff that when they get older, my parents could say, oh, look, your uncle did this for you. Beautiful. But this was a lot of fun, and it's fun doing wildlife paintings, but it's even more fun when you take a wildlife character and, you know, turn it into sort of an actor, or almost treat the painting like a little drama or stage. You have wildlife animals doing different things, and so this was sort of exercise in that. But beautiful. I call these the happy quarantine paintings. So sitting around in boredom, stuck inside, not knowing what to do.
Really so, nice, Joel.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. The studio is pretty messy right now. Sorry.
All right. This is just quite interesting following you and getting your explanation.
Well, had I known you wanted to take a tour, I would bring more work up here. I have most of the stuff at home right now.
Now, Joel, so tell us, if you would, for a minute, you received the National MFA feature from the New American Painting Magazine. That's quite a beautiful distinction, a finalist in the Huntington Art Prize. Did you expect all these accolades?
I did not. The magazine, for instance, I submitted to it, because that's what you're supposed to do when you graduate from grad school. You submit to the annual, you know, MFA painting magazine, and was shocked to see my work on the cover, you know, a couple months later. So wow. that was a surprise. And the Hunting Art Prize was unfortunately, it's been discontinued since the pandemic. It was put on by Huntington PLC, the big British petroleum company, and for a while was the largest art prize in North America, based out of Texas. And it was really, really fun thing to be a part of, because you go to the gala that they have, and it's just hors d'oeuvres and caviar, and it's a really fancy event, and you get to meet artists from just all over the place with tons of wonderful, wonderful work. And that was a really fun to be part of.
Joel, let's if we could, and by the way, your work is in the permanent collection of a museum in Philadelphia. Tell us about that, and how does somebody get your work? I mean, how does someone actually buy your paintings?
Okay. Well, the museum in Philadelphia, so I went to a very old school up there that also has a museum affiliated with it. And during the graduate exhibition that I was part of for my thesis work, the director of the museum came up to me that night and said that the museum wanted to purchase one of the large pieces that I had done. And at the time I was doing some very large drawings, big 7-foot drawings on canvas. And I had a few of them up for the show. So they purchased one. And then a couple other were purchased by some different collectors up there. One was actually a baseball player for the Phillies. Another was a gentleman who owned a small private charter airline up there, because I was doing some sort of aviation themed work as well. That was a lot of fun. So yeah, it was just a whirlwind of a fun time. I never expected it to happen. And as for how do people go about purchasing my work? Well, right now I'm sort of on a hiatus, I would say, because I'm starting a new series, these new colorful paintings. I'm holding off until I have about 20 or so of them ready as a body of work. And then at that time, I'm going to look for exhibition opportunities or, you know, different things to do with them. But for now, I'm actually want to hold on to them so I can have them all as a set to start doing shows with.
Now, I want you to just talk to some prospective students or parents of students. They've heard about the art school at HBU. They're considering coming. Tell them why they should come.
Well, at HBU, I think you'll find a fostering, encouraging, and positive environment that you probably won't find at a lot of other art schools. I know many friends who've gone to different programs who, by the time they get through the undergrad program, they're so burned out on art from having to do these really boring assignments, and their instructors are really tough on them, but not necessarily to make them grow. It's just because they, in some instances, they're just sort of negative people. But we here, we like to think of ourselves as a family. The coworkers that I have, they're so much fun to be around. I look forward to coming to work, because it's fun. It doesn't feel like work. You know, I love hanging out with Carlos and Rachel and Kathy and Michael. We have so much fun together, and we like to draw the students into that to become a part of that family. And we hope that a little bit of our energy can rub off onto them and hopefully make them a better artist, so that one day they can be an encouragement to others. And that's how we sort of see the art community, as almost like a big adoption program, where once you're in, you're in, you know. And then from years to come, if you ever have questions or need help on a project, you know, send me an email and I'll be glad to help, kind of thing.
That is so cool. Now, the HBU's website, how do we direct prospective students to the cinema or to the art department?
Yes, sir. Well, it's the HBU School of Fine Arts. So as I understand it, that's going to be changing to School of Arts and Humanities. Is that correct?
I think so, yes.
Yes. So within there are several different majors. Within the Department of Visual Arts, which I'm a part of, we have the BFA and the BA Studio Art majors. The BFA is a larger major geared more toward students who want to go on and get a graduate degree in the arts. The BA is a little bit smaller and more compact studio major for those who either want to double major or perhaps get a minor or go on to do something maybe business related or something other than just straight up art. Maybe they want to go into teaching and they want a little bit more room in their degree plan for some education related stuff. But we also offer a pre-professional art therapy program where the, as I understand, the only one in Texas to be doing so. Wow. That's where you want to work in a clinical setting. You can also take our new graphic design program that we've had for a couple of years now. That's a partnership between us and the cinema mass media folks here at HBU, where basically the first part of your degree is to take some studio art classes, some of the fundamental courses, design, color theory, basics of drawing and painting, so that you can learn to work with values, colors, shapes, etc. And then your second and third year, you transition to more of the digital side of things, working in the Adobe suite and other digital applications that you'll need to use professionally for the graphic design field that you'll be entering. We also, of course, have the graduate MFA program, and we also have some art minors, art history minor, or just the studio art minor as well. So lots of opportunities here. And we hope that you will consider us.
Joel, thank you so much for your time today. It's just remarkable the gifts that God's given to you. I'm so glad you're using them. And I can only imagine what's ahead for you. It's going to be awesome to watch your career and watch what happens in the days ahead. You're a great blessing to HBU. And I want to just thank you for your time today with us here on Think About It.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson. I appreciate it, sir.
Have a great day, my friend.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.